Good morning, everyone. A couple of passionate parents begin our hour. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
You're a passionate parent.
I am, as are you.
So there'll be four passionate parents right at the beginning of the hour. Parental triggers in education, that's our focus. Also, our look at prisons begins today and a collision of entertainment and journalism. A conversation on John Carter, Mike Daisy, and Joseph Kony coming up. You're talking about parental involvement in schools as well. A listener from New Hampshire sent us this text. I stay on my kid about school, help when I can, stay in contact with teachers, and constantly remind my child how important her education is. If the school is doing something I don't like, I speak up. Do you speak up at your children's school? And if speaking up doesn't help, have you taken control? Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But let's go to the headlines.
There's new pressure on Syria this morning coming from an unexpected source, Russia. The Russian foreign minister said today Moscow will support a UN resolution that endorses Kofi Annan's efforts to end the crisis in Syria. Annan is the former UN secretary general who's now an envoy for the UN and the Arab League. He tried and failed to speak to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad into ending his crackdown on the opposition earlier this month. This position represents a shift for Russia. It had consistently sided with Syria at the UN in the past.
The death toll is rising in Iraq after a series of bombings across the country. Some four dozen people reported to have been killed. The attacks have raised new concerns about security in Iraq ahead of next week's scheduled meeting of the Arab League in Baghdad. In this country, the Justice Department is launching an investigation into the killing of Trayvon Martin. He's the unarmed African-American teenager who was shot and killed by a white Neighborhood Watch volunteer in Sanford, Florida. Martin was shot last month, but so far no charges have been filed in the case. And Martin's family attorney, Benjamin Crump, tells CNN he believes that's evidence of racial bias.
Number one, if it was Trayvon Martin who was the trigger man, they would have arrested him day one, hour one, on the spot.
The man who shot Martin says he was acting in self-defense.
A shocking new detail has emerged in yesterday's shooting rampage at a Jewish school in Toulouse, France. The French interior minister says surveillance video shows the gunman wearing something that looks like a video camera on his chest. Three children and a rabbi were killed in that attack, and a nationwide manhunt is underway now in France for the gunman.
The lawyer for the American staff sergeant who allegedly killed 16 civilians in Afghanistan early this month says the soldier does not remember much about what happened that night. Attorney John Henry Brown met with his client for the first time yesterday at the military prison in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
He has an early memory of that evening, and he has a later memory of that evening, but he doesn't have memory of in between.
Staff Sergeant Bales has not been charged yet in the shooting spree, but charges could be lodged against him this week. Meanwhile, the U.S. may change the way it conducts controversial military raids in the middle of the night in Afghanistan. One option that's being considered would require court warrants before troops could conduct the night raids.
Now to politics. The polls have been open for just a few minutes in Illinois for the Republican presidential primary there. Mitt Romney is hoping a victory there today will help him pull the plug on Rick Santorum's candidacy. Not likely, though.
Up next, we're talking about trigger laws in education. States and school districts have considered these laws. Some have been enacted, where a majority of families, if they're convinced that a school is in trouble, they can pull the trigger, it's called, and use their power to fire teachers, possibly shut a school down, or convert it to a charter school. And that's the controversial piece of this we'll be discussing in just a moment. Mary Beth from Denver thinks it's a terrible idea. She sends us this text. Leave these decisions up to the professionals. Parents pay taxes and elect officials. What more do they need? Just because they are parents doesn't make them experts. Give us your view. How do you ensure your children are getting a good public education? What's your parental involvement level? And how much does your school encourage parental involvement? Give us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us a text at 69866. If you'd like to get questions like that the day before our show, send the word START to 69866. We'll be back in a minute.